Well, it's been a widely held story in news that the newspaper business has been in a secular decline for 20 to 30 years. No surprise there. But what we've seen over the last several years is a growth of digital media companies, digital news companies such as Vice and BuzzFeed and HuffPost. But even it looks like they are facing their day of reckoning. We'll dig in a little bit there. So help us dive into those details is Bill Drury. Bill is a founding partner of Pursuit Advisory based here in New York City. He joins us in our Bloomberg 1130 studios. Bill is a longtime investment banker and research analyst following the media sector. So Bill, these companies, the Vices of the world, these digital news companies, they were getting big valuations, attracting a lot of money, and I think they were perceived maybe as the future of news, maybe replacing the newspapers. What's going on in that space?
Well, Interesting times for everybody in the media sector right now, Paul. I think that you're correct. In the last 5 or 6 years, there was a new sort of wave of darling companies, Vice being one of them, BuzzFeed, Vox, et cetera, that really rose up and competed in the digital arena in terms of news content and general entertainment content. They were experiencing very rapid revenue growth and market share. And as a result, we're accorded major valuations with a lot of investment from old line media strategics like NBC Universal invested in both BuzzFeed and Vox in the summer of 2015 at $1 billion valuations. And Disney invested in Vice twice. And at the last round that Disney invested, it was over $4 billion. And they also formed a joint venture with Vice, taking one of their A&E cable networks and converting it into Viceland. So it was the new media entering the arena to the old traditional media, but they were getting valuations that were based on revenue multiples and not the traditional cash flow metrics. And over the last 2 years, I think that what we've seen is a lot of these companies now start to see growth rates recede and not being able to reach profitability with aggressive investment and not a lot of cost management. And as a result, all of a sudden, they're starting to hit the wall.
Okay, so how much is this bad management on the part of these media companies, these digital media companies, or imprudent management? And how much is this some sort of shift in the news business toward, say, the Facebooks of the world and the Apples of the world?
Yeah, well, two questions there. And I think that on the first one, you know, it's just a classic case of companies that are getting high valuations and a lot of inflows of investment capital and then rapidly deploying that to go after revenue growth with no real fundamental cost management attached to it. We've seen this for multiple cycles over the last 20 years. With the rise of digital, every cycle has been marked by companies unable to reach profitability. And the third time around, it's the same story. So I think that, you know, it's very classic in that regard. On the other side, I think that, you know, you've seen this rise of these new digital platforms, and they produce excellent news content, but they can't monetize it because Google, Facebook, and to some degree now Amazon have basically just sucked all the oxygen out of the market. They are growing and basically taking over 100% share of incremental opportunity, and there's nothing left for the next generation. It's unique in that regard.
So that sounds like, you know, if you think about the profit challenges that you talked about, you think about the competitive landscape, this looks like an environment that might be ripe for some consolidation. Do you think that we will see some of these companies merge to try to get some scale to compete against?
Spoken like a true banker.
Like a true banker.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Absolutely. I think that it's going to be inevitable and probably sooner rather than later. Paul, part of the question is going to be how many of these companies can even really survive? Just in the last 12 to 18 months, we've seen several companies go bankrupt. Defy Media is one good example, a company that had over $100 million dollars of revenue just year before last, major investment from large complexes like Wellington and shareholders like Viacom, Lionsgate, and Zelnick Media, and the company basically just went out of business in the last 6 months, exited. And we've also seen several other smaller companies that had strategic shareholders sell for valuations far less than where they last raised capital. So it's inevitable that they have to consolidate. The question is who can survive through that.
So content is king, but only if it's content on Apple, Amazon, or Google.
I think that's a good point. It is virtually impossible to build scale now in this market, revenue scale, with a real profit margin attached to it, and compete against the three or four behemoths.
Interesting times.
It is.
I have to wonder. It is fascinating, because I have to wonder what the competition will end up looking like, what conglomerate of some of these online media sources will look like, because they were successful. It's not, it's a bit of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Right, and I'll tell you, and Bill's a longtime newspaper analyst, I'll tell you where the hole is that the digital world has not filled, and that is local news. We've got great national and global news, but we have no local news, and that is a problem. And whoever can figure out that model, I think will have a real opportunity.
Bill Drury, if you're listening, you are listening. Paul is giving some. We'll have to have you back, and you'll have to weigh in on the local news. Bill Drury, founding partner of Pursuit Advisors in New York, joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studios.